Blog Talk Radio.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out Be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries. I am your brother, Renaldo Wade, the Obadiah, the humble servant of Yah, and we are concluding our teaching about the month of Shesvan, or they call it the month of Bul, B-U-L. So we're going to go over this morning the conclusion of the teaching. What kind of month are we in, and a breakdown as to what each particular month it represents in Yah, and that's something that a lot of people need to understand. We need to understand the time and the seasons of the kingdom of Yah, and we need to understand it from a Hebraic mindset. This morning, we just got through playing a double play of Shauna Wilson, We got through listening to Give Me You, followed by Have Your Way. So those of you who wanted to know the name of that particular artist, please go out and buy her music, her praise and her worship music, or you can download it. Very beautiful music. Just to let you know, that was Shauna Wilson. Good morning, everybody. Wow. It's the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. So we have to thank Yah that we have been awakened by Him to see another day. He has gave us breath within our bodies so we can once again serve and worship the true and living Yah. And it's an honor when He wakes us up for us to serve Him one more time in His mighty presence. Tomorrow evening, I will be bringing forth a word from Yah that will be at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. That particular word will be about probably 1 hour long, so I won't be on the air long. We'll be on from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on tomorrow. Monday and Tuesday are the last days. Oh, and Wednesday. Almost forgot. Wednesday will be the last day of this season of Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries. The Father has gave me topics to talk about on those last particular days, and it's very interesting. So you might want to come on in and listen. We're going to be talking more about the secret occult and how they operate in entertainment, in music, and in the newspapers and social media. So we're going to go over those things for the next couple of days as we close out on Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries. Tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m., those of you who live in the Georgia area, if you live in Cartersville, Marietta, or in Atlanta, please join us as the Kingdom Harvest Fellowship Center has moved into its new location. We are very excited, and we welcome you with open arms of God's love and of Yah's blessings. Our location is at 312 South Tennessee Street. That is in Cartersville, Georgia, 30220. Once again, our location is 312 South Tennessee Street in Cartersville, Georgia, 30220. Please join us. We're having Friend and Family Day, so we invite everyone to come on in to the house of the true and living Yah, and that is where you find liberty, you find freedom in the presence of Yah. People are already speaking about making their way there, and we're very excited for the opening of the building. So we are very excited about that. Also, those of you who would like to attend the Kingdom Harvest School of Institute for the ministry, Kingdom Harvest Institute School of Ministry, please give us a call at area code 770-627-3327 is the number. For more information, we are opening up our third semester of the school. We're very excited for that. We've had, a better turnout this semester as far as attendance is concerned. We've had a blessed time in Yah as far as the teachings go. So please give us a call. Please contact us, and we will be more than happy to assist you. The classes start October the 21st. So you might want to hurry up and register now, and we are going to be teaching more from the Hebraic mindset and from the Kingdom mindset of Yah. So please give us a call, and we will let you know the classes that are offered. Our office hours are Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All righty. Let's go to a quick word of prayer, and then following that, we will go straight into the word, straight into the teaching. And please have your paper and pen ready. We have a lot to cover on this morning, on the Shabbat, and we're thanking the Father for each and every one of you for being here by divine appointment. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Yahusha for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for our breath. We thank you for our health. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the increase that's taking place in our finances. We thank you, Lord, for the healing and the deliverance, Lord, from the enemy. Heavenly Father, I pray in the mighty name of Yahusha that this intel which comes from you, people will be able to receive it. Heavenly Father, we just magnify you and exalt your holy name this morning. Lord, we pray, Lord, for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding of your word so that we will receive the full manifestation and the divine revelation of your will and your purpose for your kingdom. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, as this nation is going into chaos and confusion, that Heavenly Father, that your kingdom is a kingdom that cannot be moved, that cannot be shaken, that's invincible, that's invisible. And Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for the blessings that comes upon your people. We thank you, Lord, for opening up that lane so that we can walk in our sonship. We thank you for the Holy Ghost who teaches us all things and keeps us into all remembrance of you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Son who died on the cross, was buried in a borrowed tomb and resurrected by your dunamis power for the remission of all of our sins. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your presence. And may the blood of Yahusha be applied on this line. Anything that is not of you, Heavenly Father, we rebuke it now in the name of Yahusha. And all of this that we do ask and pray by now faith in the name of Yahusha. Amen, amen, and amen. All righty. Let's go ahead and get into the teaching. We had discussed on last night that we are in the month of Shaban. And another name for Shaban is Bul, B-U-L. And it is the eighth month according to the ecclesiastical calendar year, and the second month according to the civil calendar of the Hebrew Israelites. And that is, of course, when we talk about the Hebrew Israelites, we are just that. Hebrew means to cross over. Israelites, we belong to that particular nation. That is where we receive the promises, the inheritance that comes from the Father. It just means we have successfully wrestled with our flesh, and we have successfully gave ourselves away to the Heavenly Father. When we look at the Hebraic name of Bul, and later on it was changed into Shaban by the Babylonians, we look at the letters B-U-L, the Hebraic letters, is Bet or Be-It, and that's the first letter that we looked at on last night. It describes the house. We know that in his word, Yahuwah said that my house will be called a house of prayer for all people. We know this is where we need to dwell in. This is where we receive the blessings, the inheritance, the healing. We understand that this is where we come together in unity. This is where in the house we find family morals, family values, understanding that when we come into the house, there is a super conscious and a supernatural move that takes place. Remember when the house of Yah was built under the reign of King Shlomo or King Solomon? That is when his presence, the Shekinah glory, it filled the temple. Remember that? Well, his temple was completed in the month of Bul, or in the month of Shavan. You can read that in 1 Kings chapter 8. So it, I'm sorry, 1 Kings chapter 6. So the temple of Shlomo for Yahuwah was completed in this month, in the month of Shavan. We also went over the UAU sound in Bul, the U. That means that Yah's infinite night, his infinite light is in the building. So his light should be in you. That's why we are the light of the world, right? We're the salt of the earth. Because of his infinite light that is within us. And we are to let it shine. So in this season, we have to let his light shine within us. People will be able to see that we belong to the kingdom of Yahuwah. And when we understand that we have the light, people can see the true repentance and the returning to Yahuwah that we had to have in our spirit man, and that is the Hebraic term of Teshuvah. That means true repentance. And we can stand on the truth once we are in his infinite night. The letter L or Lamed is the final letter that we went over on last night. And that means aspiration. It should come from the heart. So we understand that a heart that understands knowledge, that is the heart that Yahuwah loves to receive. He loves the heart who continuously yearn and desire him. If we trust in Yahuwah, he'll give us all the desires of our hearts. So when we look at that, when we have the heart of a wise man, it translates to comprehending the wisdom of Yahuwah. We have the open mind to learn, to be taught, and to receive a divine inspiration, which is the higher Shekinah glory. We also understand that this month is related to the number 50. 50, please understand, that's the number of Jubilee. That is the number of Pentecost. Remember, on the 50th day after the Passover was when the Holy Ghost came into the upper room. Okay. And the number 50 also represents freedom and liberty. It also represents the spirit of faith, which are all connected to the HaMashiach. So this is something else that we need to know. This is the season, people, that we are to cleanse our past and move into a totally new dimension in Yahuwah. This number 8, because this is the 8th month, according to the ecclesiastical calendar, number 8 means new beginnings. So we are to put away our past and forget about it. Whatever happened, just leave it at the altar and walk away. The particular Hebraic tribe that's associated with the month of Shavan is Manasseh, and it means to leap away and forget your past. So Manasseh's birth. It represented a release from the past as far as Joseph was concerned, and it also started a continuation into his place and his position of a new beginning of the inheritance of Yahuwah. So that is something that we need to keep in mind. Also, this particular month, you're going to receive an increase in your anointing. Okay, in this season. And understand that we must embrace the fullness of the deliverance coming out of our Egypt as we continue to walk through the wilderness and into our deliverance, into our inheritance that the Father has for us as kingdom citizens, as we embrace our sonship. Okay? So as we're going through this transformation, we are becoming to be a divine revelation of the wisdom and the truth of Yah, fully taking on the image of Christ in this month. We must hear the word of Yah in a special and unique way this season. When you look into the book of Bereshit, or the book of Genesis, chapter 8, we read that this is the month that Yah chose to reveal his eternal covenant. That rainbow, it represented the eternal covenant to the family of man through Noah and his family. So this is the month that we celebrate the eternal goodness of Yah, realizing that Yah has determined to give us his very best. Please understand this. And by the way, that particular scripture is in the book of Genesis, chapter number 8. Remember, I quoted earlier in the show that the number 2 also represents this particular month, because it is the second month of the civil calendar for the Hebrew Israelites. So the number 2 represents covenant. That's powerful. So that also applies to us, making sure that as we are into the presence, into the house of Yah, that we have that covenant relationship with the Heavenly Father in Christ. This is the month to allow the word of faith, which is Christ, the word of Yah, to empower us to war for the promises of Yah, and it's going to be used to continue to advance it to our place of inheritance in Him. Okay, so that's something that we also need to understand. We also went over that the letter Nun means to reign, if you look at it from a verb aspect. And as a noun, it means the heir to the throne. So, like I stated, that is the particular letter, Nun, N-U-N. It represents 50, and it means to reign, and you're becoming the heir to the throne. So we know that the Messiah, right, the HaMashiach, is the heir to the throne. And we also understand when we read the scripture that we are joint heirs as well in Christ. So we must live righteously. We must understand as you walk into your new beginnings, many of us are doing that, shedding off that old and going into a metamorphosis, stepping and walking into your destiny, taking off that dead weight and walking into the will of Yah. We must understand that when we just came out of the previous month, in the month of Tishrei, that we had to go through, the blowing of the shofar. We were cleansing our souls. We had to forgive. one another. We also have to ask for forgiveness in Yah. And then on that 10th day, remember we went through the Yom Kippur. That was when Yahuwah atoned for our sins, you know, through Christ, the blood of Yahusha had atoned for us. And then we went into the celebration, the 7-day celebration we call the Sukkot. And that is the Feast of the Tabernacles. So now that we are, now that we have celebrated and this particular month have no high holy days, this is our time to get closer in Yah, and also to understand that in this season, this when he desires more of us. Okay, so this is a new beginning. So come out from tradition and religion and step into his presence. Just a little bit more notes about this month. They used to also call this month Mar Shavan or Mar Shezvan. When they said that, what this means is this, is that Mar, M-A-N, it means bitter. That was because there was no special occasions. Okay. So we can't look at it like you're going to go through bitterness in this month. But there's nothing to celebrate but the goodness of Yah in this month. So there's no high holy days to celebrate. Also, when we talk about the month of Bul, it gives us the perception of everything drying up. And we can see that as the leaves are beginning to decay with the approach of autumn. And we're starting to see that. We're starting to see leaves falling down. So this is a month of decay. We're shedding off old things, going into new beginnings. Same thing with the trees when they shed their leaves. That doesn't mean that that particular tree is dead. It's just shedding off the old. We got to receive that. And we're seeing it falling off. Let it fall off because there is a new set of leaves that's going to grow upon that tree. Let go of that old fruit. Okay, let that new fruit, the fruit of the Spirit of Yahuwah, grow on you. All righty. So we also talked about the flood. The flood began on the 17th day of Shavan. And it ended on the 27th day of Shavan on the following year. If you read the scriptures correctly, if you go in there and you look at it. Now, Bul, B-U-L, is truly connected with the word Mabul, M-A-B-U-L, which means what? An overabundance of rain, which is the flood. Okay? So, in this season, there should be, as you're walking into your new beginnings, a overabundance, you know, of Yah's blessings. The overabundance of the anointing. Remember, we was talking about the increase. The increase in the anointing. So, that is very deep there as well. So we have to pray unto Yahuwah in this season for cultivation, you know, so we can be cultivated. And as we shift into the power, into the authority, the kingdom authority and the kingdom power that we have because of the relationship that we have with Yahuwah in Yahusha, we have a unique authority as sons of the kingdom. To what? To tread on serpents and scorpions. Okay, please look at Luke chapter 10, verse 19 for that. We're able to tear down every wall of confinement. Anything that is trying to keep us hemmed up or to keep us sheltered or imprisoned. We are to tear those down, tear those walls down. We have that kingdom power, that kingdom authority to penetrate anything. So we have to understand that as we're looking in the news and people are starting to see the panic as to what's going on. We can't pay attention to that. Rather, we are to what? Get into prayer mode and speak into the atmosphere. Okay? You have that power. You have that authority to cast down imaginations, to tear down these walls of the kingdom of darkness. Okay, so there's no coincidence that later on in this month is the pagan holiday of of Halloween. This particular quote holiday of the pagan of the pagan gods worshiping evil. We have to be ready and prepared. Okay, because there's going to be a, the evil one, the adversary is trying to interrupt our new beginnings because he still wants us to return back to those old ways. And we know that he is a liar. So we are to tread over him, step on this, bruise his head with our heel. The Father has given us power and authority to overcome and to move forward through every obstacle and every hindrance of our past. All of those things that have tried to keep us from fully embracing and walking in him. So let's get rid of that. We are to walk in our Yahuwah-given authority as ambassadors of the kingdom, and we need to manifest in the fullness of our covenant sonship in Yahuwah. So this is a month to celebrate the freedom and the liberty. This is the Jubilee. Okay, we need to celebrate that Pentecostal move or the Shavuot. Like I said, this represents the number 50. So this is the time for us to celebrate our new beginnings. And, please, because there are some people who are afraid to step into that new beginning because it's about change. And people sometimes fear change, because change, it looks different. But embrace it. Embrace the new you as you shed off the old, and you're leaving the past behind. Leave it there. Don't return back to it. Remember, the Israelites wanted to return back to Egypt, that slavery mentality. They was even trying to put into their own minds that was the land of milk and honey. Wow. So we are to walk away from it, walk into the inheritance that is already yours in Yahuwah. So I encourage you on this day to walk in it. Hallelujah. Couple of more things that then I'll go ahead and wrap up on this very blessed morning in Yahuwah. The sense, because each and every Hebraic month, it comes with a sense. And the sense of smell is the most spiritual of all the senses, when we can smell things. And I'll explain that right now. When we talk about sense, the sense of smell in this season, it connects with the word spirit. Remember, Yahuwah, he breathed where? Into the nostrils of Adam, his spirit. So that is something that is very powerful. When we look at the sense of smell, and we could go into Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu, or Isaiah chapter number 11. And I'm there already. And it's powerful, powerful scripture here, because it's further describing and breaking down the month of the Hamashiach. And it says, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Remember, there's the capital B there in branch. So it's talking about the Hamashiach. It's talking about Yahusha. And the spirit of Yahuwah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yahuwah. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of Yahuwah. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither the reproof after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. That's powerful there when we read that. When we're talking about receiving Yahusha, the spirit of Yahuwah that rests upon him, and the spirit of wisdom and the understanding of counsel and might. And that is something that we're going to also be going through in this season. Alrighty. So we're going to be doing that, the sense of smell. Notice that we did not read by sight or by hearing, but it will be by the smell that we'll be able to, so if you're feeling that your sense of smell is getting stronger in this season, don't panic. It is connected with this Hebraic month here. The color of this month is violet. Those of you who like that type of purple there, violet is the color for this month. And finally, when we look at the constellations, now, if you're going to do horoscopes with this, that is not of Yah. We don't practice that. But we are supposed to, look at the stars. You could do that, and you can look at the constellations, okay? And we could study those, but we're not to worship those, okay? So this particular constellation, we're dealing with the Scorpio or the scorpion. Remember, we have that authority to tread over serpents and scorpions, if you will. So in relation to that, we have to understand with this particular season that the number 14 is associated with the value of the scorpion. It also connects with the value of David and the 14th letter of the Hebraic alphabet, which is, we talked about it, the letter Nun, which is the letter of this month. Alrighty. So one final point before we go ahead and close out the teaching in this season. One final note is that we understand that the flood that happened during the month of Bull. We understand that if we're going through a flood of trials and tribulations in this season, you can withstand the storm. There's a lot of people that I've been speaking to already that is going through something that is overwhelming. These floods, these trials and tribulations that they're going through. I encourage you to stand strong in Yahuwah. Come into his house. Get into that covenant. Get into the ark. Get in. Let Yahuwah close the door. Let him embrace you with his love. You're going to get through it. It's already done. Just speaking into the atmosphere that you are a overcomer. You are victorious in him. The enemy always tries to send illusions, thinking that you can't get through this. You are already through it. We have to go through testing. This is that season of new beginnings, since you are in a new place in Yahuwah. The enemy tries to make it seem like you shouldn't be there. And he'll try to throw little waves at you, and some temptations might arise. Pray before those temptations arise. And also, you have the power and the strength in Yahuwah. Let the Holy Ghost handle your battles. We have to understand that every war is not for us to handle. Every single battle is not ours. The majority of them actually belongs to Yahuwah. Okay? So let go and let Yah. I encourage you to embrace the anointing, the next dimension of the anointing that Yahuwah has for you. And just enjoy. This is the Jubilee. This is a moment that we should glory in our tribulations. Because it brings forth what? It brings forth patience, which produces experience, and that produces hope. Okay? So, once again, I just encourage you to stay strong in Yah. Study your word. Study to show thyself approved unto Yah. Stay encouraged. Keep that smile on your face, even though you might be going through a difficult time right now. Keep a smile on your face. Know that the Father will never leave you nor forsake you. Understand that this is a testing of your faith in Yahuwah. Your faith is on trial in Yahuwah. And if you can go through this and you come out victorious, phew, what a powerful thing it is, right? To go through it and to see that light at the end of that tunnel, for you to see the rainbow, that covenant. You know, he's always been there for us. It puts you in the state of mind. Those of you that have bought it for your house, or that, that picture of the footprints, and you're looking at those footprints thinking that's you walking, that is the Father carrying you through your storm. So those of you who are going through the storm in this season, going through your wilderness, I pray for strength in Yahuwah for you to get through. Alrighty. Amen. That concludes the teaching for this morning. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming out by divine appointment. And on tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, we will be hearing a word from Yahuwah, a word that we need for this season. And I'm praising him in advance for that word. God bless you and keep you. And thank you so much for coming out to support Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries. This is your brother, the Obadiah. And in closing, I love you in spirit and in truth, but there's nothing that you could do about it except for you to do one thing. That is for you to love me back, because Yahuwah is love, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Have a blessed morning in him. And remember, you are a child of Yah. Hallelujah. Shalom and shalom. Let's play a song going out. Shifting the Atmosphere by Jason Nelson. Have a blessed morning in Yah, everyone. Shabbat shalom.
I believe it. Every chain is broken.